Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Now, as you heard there in the news headlines, a core part of Dublin's new North Inner City Safety Action Plan will see the deployment of community safety wardens. The new plan, aimed at improving life in Dublin's North Inner City, features 51 actions and was announced today by Minister for Justice Helen McEntee and Minister for Public Expenditure Pascal Donoghue. It includes initiatives around drug use prevention, stopping antisocial behaviour, providing youth and family-oriented activities, education, integration and improvements to the physical environment such as street lighting and cleaning. Well, joining us now to discuss all of this is Green Party TD for Dublin Central, Nasa Harrigan, and Fianna Fáil Senator Mary Fitzpatrick, and you're both welcome to the programme this evening. Nasa, I might come to yourself first. A lot in this plan, 51 actions. What's your reaction?
There's no money. There's no money included in it. Look, there's very little new thinking in this document. It harkens back to another many previous documents, but there's even less in terms of concrete commitments. And, you know, in the last few weeks, we've seen a very concrete commitment from the minister, which was 10 million for An Gcuirtear Síochána in the area, which I was delighted about. And I think the people I talked to really wanted that money. They wanted for community policing and for diversion programmes and to see Gardaí visible in the area. But we also need to think about the other side of the coin, which is the kind of the social aspect and creating a livable city. Now, when I think of a livable city, Gardaí on every corner doesn't particularly make me feel safe. What we want is a place that it's nice to bring kids up in. People feel like they can stop and they can rest and they can have a sandwich outside. What that means is investing in, you know, it might be boring, but things like after school programs, in things like community centres, in our sports clubs, there's very little concrete commitment in this document, and it stands in very stark contrast to the last few weeks.
Well, the minister was speaking on Morning Ireland about all of this morning, and she said that the documents being put together by the local community, suggestions and plans put together by them. Now, she was asked about the money aspect of it and funding, and she said the money is there, but she didn't put an actual figure on it. But she gave a couple of examples, like the Community Safety Board will be getting 150,000. She said there will be money, for example, going to the HSE to help with some of the health aspects of the programme. So as the plans are developed, the money will be given to the various different plans.
Well, as I say, that's a lot different from the 10 million that we found overnight from An Gcuirtear Síochána. And what I would say is I welcome the 150,000 for the Community Safety Warden Scheme. It's not clear how that would work. I mean, by my reckoning, I think most people would expect that that's maybe three and a half posts out of 150,000, unless it's going to operate like a Garda Reserve scheme, which we know that we already can't staff those schemes. But as I said, very little detail, very little commitment to funding. Out of the 51 actions in that document, over half have themselves cited a lack of resources or a lack of funding as a major risk.
Okay, we'll stay with this, Nasa, and I want to stay with the funding issue. Firstly, I go to yourself, Mary Fitzpatrick, on that. And a spokesperson for the Minister on this issue of funding has said that the funding of the Inner City Safety Action Plan will be implemented by the organisations named in the document. Now, Nasa Harrigan is comparing that, Mary, to the 10 million just announced upfront for the Garda Policing Plan. Would you have preferred to see an upfront round number dedicated to these various plans?
I suppose I think the plan that was announced today would have benefited if it had addressed maybe more of the root causes. I want to wish Eddie Mullins well. He's a new chairman of the Community Safety Partnership. This is a pilot. I wish it well. I've engaged with them and I want to support it and I want to see it succeed. I don't think funding is the issue. You know, the 10 million that's there from the Gardaí, you could refer to the 7 million that goes into the northeast inner city as part of the whole Mulvey initiative. There was 2 million recently for community recognition funding. And there's over 250 million has been provided for urban regeneration to Dublin City Council. What I would have liked, and I think the plan would benefit from, is a real commitment to put in place the small area policing that had been in place prior to 2016. I think that gives you dedicated community Gardaí that work with the community on a daily basis. They know the people who live in the area, work in the area, visit the area. They can engage then the other stakeholders. I think Dublin City Council can really up its game as well.
Okay.
When it comes
Sorry,
to the North
Inner City. Can you just clarify exactly what you're saying there? You think there should be more money for more types of policing? You're talking about community policing.
I think it should have actually called out a commitment to small area policing, to community policing. Absolutely.
And is that how how can you explain to me how that's different from just the 10 million for the guards that we heard about earlier?
Well, the 10 million is welcome, but the 10 million is, as I understand it, going to be used to pay for overtime until such time as Garda recruits can be increased and the actual Garda resources in the inner city increased in line with the recruits coming out of the training centre. And I think that's welcome. And I appreciate that recruitment takes time, training takes time, and we don't want to be putting people in, Garda into situations that they're not trained for. But what I'm saying is that to have a really robust policing situation in the North Inner City, we should have a standing commitment to small area policing. So you have dedicated community Gardaí to work with the community on an ongoing basis. I think that would be really, really welcome. And it worked in the past. And I think then that leads to identification of what are the root causes of problems and what resources are required to address those problems. Because I really think it's important we don't lose sight of the fact that the North Inner City is a fantastic place to live, to work. It's vibrant. It's diverse. There's all sorts of, great people living there.
So this is
a real issue for us. We have to tackle it. But if we're going to tackle it, we have to tackle it at the root causes.
Okay. We have a spokesperson from the department just in touch with the programme to say there is a commitment to small area policing. Now, that's all the detail I have from them at the moment. I don't know how much funding has been or if any has been allocated to it. And we might get more information on that. But on the concept of it, Nasa, what do you think of what Mary has to say?
Look, I think the 10 million, as I said, I welcome it. I personally am not completely sure that the Gardaí can staff the overtime, to service that 10 million. I'm not sure. I think we might be in a capacity issue.
I'm just wondering, do you think that what Mary is saying about the small area policing, that that's where the focus of the next step should be? Would you agree with that
I wouldn't, to be perfectly honest with you, because I think that really comes down to the nub of it, is that that is a police-led model of cities. And what I would like to see is a livable city, a city that's about the social life, the quality of life, arts and culture spaces. And can we get kids who actually don't want to be hanging around streets? They want to be in their community centre. They want to be kicking a football. They want to be in the boxing club. How about we kind of get behind those clubs and do that? And, a large part of this report, the very beginning of this report, is around drug services, antisocial behaviour. Well, the reality is while it's in the report, we've actually centralised our drug services hugely and moved away from a community model. And there's been a 60% increase in those seeking treatment from local drugs task forces. But the funding has completely stagnated since 2010. And that would be a very real way where today we could have said, to the local drugs and alcohol task forces, we're going to give you that 3 million every year that bump that you say you need, and we're going to make a difference across the city so that those issues are not concentrated in the North Inner City.
Mary?
I don't think it's an either or. I think the small area policing works very well to give you robust policing on the ground. It's not as if in the North Inner City there aren't already, as I said, very robust, successful community groups, clubs, everything from sports, soccer, football, basketball, taekwondo, the arts. We've got a hugely vibrant, diverse, robust community already.
Okay.
But what I genuinely also believe is that you need policing that is actually connected with those communities,
right,
connected
and
with them
point,
on a day-to-day
what
basis.
Do you think of the community safety wardens? A bit of confusion as to what exactly they're going to be doing, and there's talk about they're going to be looking to make sure the streets are cleaner, and they're there sort of in an observational role when it comes to safety. So if you get attacked, they can't really do anything but call the guards. Does that make sense to you in terms of the roles that they're going to be taking?
My understanding is the roles will operate in Wolfetone Square and on O'Connell Street. Those roles are welcome, I suppose, in that they'll be positive, ambassadors on public spaces. But they're, very small footprint, let's say, very high footfall on O'Connell Street, obviously, and down Mary Street also.
Gosh, Mary, but you don't sound that awful impressed with this plan.
I think there's a bit of planned fatigue, if I'm really honest with you, Sarah, in the North Inner City, and what we really want to see, what people in the North Inner City want to see is upping
money
of the game it's not just money. It's you talk about
I think they take the money, Mary. I think they take the money.
But there's already very significant
The drugs task forces would definitely take the money. That would be a really good place to start. The football clubs would definitely take the money.
NASA, I'm not disputing that, but there's already very significant funding going in there. Dublin City Council needs to up its game. Sarah mentioned it there. Just the street cleaning. But simple
Dublin
things
City Council
like that.
Is broke.
We all know Dublin City Council can find money to do things, and you and I both know that, NASA. It's about where you prioritise, where you put the resources and how you use the resources that are available to you. And that's what the people of the North Inner City want to see. They want to feel safe and they want to feel connected. Well, both of those things are linked. You feel safe when you live in an area that you actually are comfortable to be connected in. And that's what the Dublin City Council needs to deliver, the Gardaí needs to deliver. And we absolutely have to support all of the community groups and all of the community organisations that are already succeeding despite the challenges.
NASA, what do you think about community safety work? Wardens.
I have no objection to community safety wardens, other than I have no idea what they are. Are they volunteers? Are they Garda reserves? Are they people who are being paid? If they're people who are being paid, 150,000 isn't going to touch the sides. Do they work in pairs? One of the performance indicators in the report for them is that they, how many times they ring the Gardaí. Now, that's troublesome in its own way because they kind of have a quasi Gardaí role then, and they'll require huge amounts of support and training. So we don't know how many numbers there are, what their role will be, you know, can they give out a dog fouling fine? Can they give out a parking ticket? Those things are all interesting proposals, but I have absolutely no idea how it works. So while I'm not objecting to it, I have no idea what it is.
And I don't know, can you shed any light on it, Mary?
Actually, NASA's lack of knowledge of this is indicative of the way the partnership is set up. The Oireachtas members are not members of the partnership. When we had a joint policing committee, that was the model prior to this, you would have the Oireachtas members, the councillors, the community representatives working with the Gardaí and the local authority and other statutory agencies. I think that would be a way to strengthen the community safety partnership as well, is to engage the actual Oireachtas members who are elected to represent the area and live in the area. I think they
you
have
know,
a contribution
I mean, it's, it just strikes me, it's really interesting. We have a government, a senator from a government party, yourself, Mary Fitzpatrick, and NASA, I know you're not with government or within the tent as such at the moment, but I assume you're hoping to be back there again soon. And neither of you sound like you're impressed with this plan.
Well, I am certainly unimpressed with the muddled nature of it. The citing of how important drug services are while not funding them, the lack of commitment in terms of any money really that's meaningful. I mean, I think both Mary and myself, you know, love the area that we represent a huge amount, and are dealing with these issues all day, every day. And I think we both kind of feel like we know what could be done. And certainly on my end, there's a frustration that we can't just get on and do it.
Well, obviously, there's someone in the Department of Justice listening closely to the programme, because they've been in touch again to say that both yourselves, Mary and NASA, you were both invited to the launch today where the wardens attended to explain their roles, and neither of you attended.
Actually, you know, that is true. And can I just say, Sarah, the reason I wasn't there was because I had COVID and I have been keeping my distance, my social distance. But I'm obviously keeping an eye on everything that's going on in the constituency.
NASA, do you have any excuse?
Well, they scheduled it at 9 o'clock and I have a school run.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we'll try and get a little more information maybe for our listeners as to, I mean, the information that I have is that the wardens are going to be highly visible on the streets. They're going to be directing people to public transport and visitor attractions.
Are they being paid?
They're going to be helping to keep, I don't know, they're going to be helping to keep areas clean and playing an observational role where there's violent or antisocial behaviour. And Minister McEntee said that they would play a positive role in the community but would not act as proxy Gardaí or security Gardaí. But to be fair, I mean, it does sound like that information was given at that launch today. So we'll see if we can get any more information on it. Just finally then to yourselves, both of you, NASA, just one thing, because it strikes me it's interesting what Mary said there about, you know, people are getting tired of plans about plans about plans. If you could see one thing happen in the next month that you think would make a really big difference, what would it be?
Fund the drug services across the city, not just in the inner city, but across the city, and open injection facilities and consumption centres.
Okay. And Mary?
Yeah, I'd like to see, you know, more Gardaí, community Gardaí dedicated in the area. And I'd like to see Dublin City Council up its game in terms of dealing with the dereliction and the dumping in the inner city. They've got a real opportunity there. There's plenty of funds available to them and they need to champion it.
All right. Thank you both very much for joining us. That's NASA Harrigan and Mary Fitzpatrick. You can let us know what you think to 51551.